are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What up? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, episode 4, Monday, May the 11th. And happy Mock Draft Monday again. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. I ordered my first in addition to the samples we were given, so I've got mine on the way. You guys should too. Go to builtbar.com, use promo code locked on, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Thanks to everyone for the listen. As I mentioned, it's Mock Draft Monday. Doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be talking mock drafts, but we are talking drafts. We're going to be doing it throughout the next at least couple months, and we don't know when the draft will be. It's still scheduled for June 25th, I believe, but all but certain for that to be pushed back as time goes on. Today, I wanted to applaud some of the community efforts by the Pistons and owner Tom Gores, one of them starting this week that I want to tell you guys about to get you eat on. Today we're also going to be talking about the draft. Go to Sam Vecini's latest big board, point out what the changes were there. Also had some of the Redditors come through, in addition to some of the folks on Twitter. Got my fan big board that we put together. I'm also going to talk about LaMelo Ball a little bit. I have some thoughts on him after watching a full game of his, in addition to some of the highlight videos out there of LaMelo Ball. We're also going to hit the Google voicemail line to hear from one of the listeners, to hear what they have to say on Mock Draft Monday, and you can do that anytime throughout the week. We'll play some of these listener responses to the draft for Monday's episodes. Call us anytime, 810-666-1546. Again, that's 810-666-1546. Let your voice be heard about your draft thoughts for the Pistons. So give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore for that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. But we had the most influential Pistons of all time bracket broken down to 2 by myself and Doc Joe Brown on Friday's show. Be sure to check that one out. And now we are down to the final 2. A couple of the baddest bad boys of them all in the backcourt going up against each other. We'll see later on this week how that turns out. Also, congrats to Nick Henkel. We'll hopefully have him on soon. I'll reach out. Winner of the Detroit Bad Boys Pistons Twitter bracket. Congratulations to him beating Rod Beard there. Some old unfortunate tweets of Nick's surface, though. It has been a wild ride once again in the Pistons Twitter bracket. Part of the reason, I just want to throw this out there, part of the reason that I don't get the public involved in the most influential Pistons bracket is sometimes the public can't handle the responsibility sometimes. No offense to you guys out there. Sometimes they screw things like that up. You know, goofy things would have happened, like Sekou would have gone far or something like that. Who knows what the Andre Stans folks would have or could have done with voting on the most influential bracket. I don't know that getting, you know, influencers from the video game community or other NBA teams involved in Twitter voting, I don't know what that really does. I don't know. I don't think that's like in the spirit of what we're trying to do for Pistons Twitter. So I just hold control of these kind of things. And sure, you kind of blow a chance for some Twitter engagement because of that, but that's not everything. Sometimes the credibility is a thing as well, and that's what we try to do with our contest. And again, I know that Detroit Bad Boys, they did a great job with the bracket, as they always do. It was fun once again. But it's like we have these weird things that happen when we allow the animals to run the zoo, right? So some weird subplots once again. But and I feel like with our contest, we got Isaiah versus Joe. It feels credible. Like maybe we didn't have all the Twitter influencers dropping in and giving their endorsements or whatever, but I feel pretty good about where we're at right now. The Last Dance, we'll be watching that tonight. I'm taping this on Sunday afternoon. I have not seen it yet. Maybe I'll have some thoughts later on this week. But first off, I wanted to talk to you guys about the Pistons and owner Tom Gores leading the way with the COVID pandemic and all the adverse effects that the city of Detroit is feeling with it. Some more positive community initiatives for the city being put on by the Pistons, and I wanted to give them an attaboy for that. Being good citizens in the city of Detroit, they've done a bunch of good stuff, a PPE donation, some masks as well from the Pistons. They had the song Lean On Me, Stand By Me. I get those songs mixed up sometimes. Stand By Me they did with Derrick Rose and Isaiah Thomas and Chauncey and Rip and Joe D and Dave Bing and, of course, the stars of the show, the Detroit Youth Choir, which did an outstanding job as we expect from those young people. James Edwards did a story about that in The Athletic. Check that out, by the way. And as I was kind of looking it up, I reminded myself that I did not donate to that cause until today. So maybe join me in checking out pistons.com/DYC and making your contribution to the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan's COVID-19 Health Fund. So check out the song one more time. I know you saw it a couple weeks ago, but check it out one more time and consider giving your donation to a great cause there. But another great cause by the Pistons, the latest one, and I want to tell you guys so you can take advantage, or maybe if you aren't the one who falls into this category, maybe you could tell someone you know, or a family, or friends, loved ones, or just someone that you know casually, that they could take advantage of it. Again, a very cool effort by the Pistons and owner Tom Gores. McDonald's, that's right, Ron's, McDimes. Who doesn't love a nice McDonald's breakfast? A guilty pleasure for many of us, but the Pistons are bankrolling breakfast at McDonald's for healthcare workers, Detroit Police Department police officers, Detroit Fire Department firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs, along with Detroit Department of Transportation bus drivers. Free breakfast every day from now, Monday, May 11th, through Sunday, May 31st, from store open until 10:30 a.m. every day at all 28 locations inside the city of Detroit. Go get yourself a free breakfast if you have your valid employee on hand. You got to show that there, and you get the Egg McMuffin or the McChicken griddles with the hash brown and either the coffee or the carbonated soft drink, all for free. Compliments of the Detroit Pistons. So nice to see that. Go get that Egg McMuffin and hash brown and coffee to start the day. Healthcare workers, Detroit Police Department, police officers, fire department, paramedics, and EMTs, along with DDOT bus drivers. So go check that out and spread the word to your friends that are in those professions, or yourself if you're in that profession as well. But up next, we're going to talk about the draft. Sam Vecenie, your picks. I've got some LaMelo Ball things that are gnawing at my brain as well. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, as I said, I've got my Built Bars on the way. I am almost all the way through my sample box, and I knew that my mornings wanted to continue to be as good as possible, because we know that that can sometimes not be the case. So I'm getting Built Bars sent to the apartment on my own dime. Built Bars are so tasty. It's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. 16 amazing flavors, 8 of them chocolate nut flavors, and 8 of them chocolate nut-free flavors. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate, but not a lot of sugar. They're soft and easy to chew. They don't have that chalky taste like some of those protein bars out there. They're great for the health-conscious guy. You can lose or maintain your weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, everything you want. How about this? The flavor profile for mint brownie. Can't imagine that that can be healthy, right? Think again. 15 grams of protein, 110 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs in that tasty treat, Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com.
Yes, sir!
Right, a little bit later on, we're going to hit the Google voicemail line and hear from one of you guys about what you think about the draft coming up. I wanted to touch upon Mock Draft Monday, as we call it, and Sam Vecenie of The Athletic, one of our best sources for draft content out there, released his Big Board 5.0. Obviously, this is from a national perspective, not from a Pistons perspective or anything like that. But he has the same top four as he did during his last rendition, so it sounds like he's kind of settling into this top four, going with LaMelo Ball at number one, Anthony Edwards at number two, James Wiseman at number three, and Obi Toppin at number four. After that, Killian Hayes moves up to number five from number six. Onyeka Okongwu moves up to number six from eight. Evdia down to seven. Cole Anthony down to eight as well. Tyrese Halliburton stays at nine. Devin Vassell stays at 10. So interesting notes there, as it's kind of all over the place in terms of where those top point guards are, where Anthony Edwards is at, big man like James Wiseman compared to Okongwu. Wanted to throw it out to you guys, and we did just that. We made a Reddit post looking for some of you guys to give your top nine, because we know the Pistons can fall to ninth at the lowest at this point, so that's what we're kind of making the big boards at for right now. Also threw it out to Twitter as well. Had 16 responses from you guys. So put the point system together. You know, nine points for a first place vote, 8 points for second place vote, and so on and so on. Averaged them all out. Pretty basic way of putting it together. There's probably a way that I could have tossed out the highest and lowest or something like that in case those extreme measures skewed things, but decided to not overthink it and went with these. A clear cut number one, followed by couplets at 2 and 3, 4 and 5, 6 and 7, and then 8 and 9. As like it seemed like there were pairs that stuck together after that. A clear number one, though, was Killian Hayes, the point guard from France, who played in Germany last year. 2 and 3, with just 2 points separating them, was 2 LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards, number 3, 106 and 104 points. The next couplet was a pretty far down drop from those guys, as the top three seems to be established by you guys. But 4 and 5 was real close. 4 of them, 4 was Tyrese Halliburton, 5 being Onyeka Okongwu. Really big big drop down for 6 and 7, and that was Denny Avdija at 6, James Wiseman at number 7, and actually in a tie for 8th. So 8th and 9th in our big board spots, which is actually a tie for 8th between Cole Anthony and Obi Toppin. So those were the 8-9 selections there. Isaac Okoro and Devin Vassell were just outside of it. So Okoro would have been 10, and Devin Vassell would have been 11. And then a bunch of guys with the other receiving votes category. RJ Hampton with 5 points. Aaron Naismith, Tyrese Maxey only got 2 votes for 9th place at all. RJ Hampton, Trey Jones, Patrick Williams, and Kira, the Stanford guard. He only got 1 point as well. So that's what you guys came up with. Killian Hayes with a clear cut number one. I think that maybe 4th or 5th was the lowest spot he had gotten. So pretty clear cut that he was the number one, although one guy had him at number 8. But again, kind of considered almost throwing out the highest and lowest scores. But we did not, and we kept it how it is. So interesting there. LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards, 2 and 3. Halliburton at 4 above Okongwu. You guys know how I like Okongwu. I don't know how high to put him quite yet, but he'll certainly be in my top 5. But I have some thoughts about what I was doing today, actually Sunday throughout most of the day, was researching LaMelo Ball, reading about him a lot. Man, just really like the offensive skills, no doubt about it. The point guard selection of it, and the shot is funky, we know about that. But just that transcendent passing ability. He has that gene, the ball handling, no doubt about that. The it factor, which is a good thing too. He might be the most talented guy in this draft, but on the other side of it, I pretty much don't want him on the Pistons, right? I mean, this is a guy who stands up straight, away from the ball all the time. He's walking around on defense, completely unaware of what's going on around, away from the ball. At times, can you teach that? Can you work on that defense with the reps and the culture and Dwayne Casey and all that? I mean, I hope so. But anyways, I don't think he's going to be number one on my list, but he won't fall too far down on my board because, like I said, those transcendent skills. But those skills might be enticing enough for someone to trade up. We've seen some top five teams trading down in the past few years. Think Luka Doncic and some of the other trade downs that have happened these past few years. DeAndre Hunter being another one that ended up with the Atlanta Hawks instead. I think it could be a nice carrot for a team out there, especially everyone's talking about the New York Knicks needing that star power. This could be a way for them to connect with that Q rating a little bit, which could be enticing for James Dolan. But yeah, he's going to be pretty high up on my list too, because I don't like a lot of these guys, but I do kind of agree with the sentiment that there are a good amount of role players out there. And again, I know that in a weak draft and that the Pistons' talent level and where things are at right now, your first blush might be to say, yeah, take a chance on a guy like LaMelo Ball, like Anthony Edwards, who might be guys who have very high ceilings. They might reach a level of the all-star ability at some point. Just because those are maybe the only two guys that could get to that point, that makes them more valuable than other people. I don't see it that way, especially with the Pistons, especially being as low as they are. I see this draft as more of a can't-miss draft for the Pistons as opposed of a need-to-hit all-star kind of thing. I think that especially in this draft, having a pick in the top 10, they need to make sure that they get a solid player that could contribute to their core. So I don't know if LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards, with those low floors that those guys might have, might be the answer. And in the LaMelo Ball, I like his game. I feel confident he's going to be a good player in this league. But I just don't know if that's the type of player that's going to be a culture builder, especially when thinking about the patterns that the Detroit Pistons have built their team successfully in the past. So I'm still staying it. I still kind of like these role guys. I still kind of like a Tyrese Halliburton, an Onyeka Okongwu, or Devin Vassell. Like, those are the kind of guys that I think the Pistons should be thinking about drafting instead of Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball. But again, the talent of those guys will keep them on my list of top nine players, probably at least in the middle, maybe even towards the top half. And I still believe that Tyrese Maxey is the guy who's going to be on the bottom of my top nine as well, despite the fact that he didn't make a lot of your top nine. So what do you guys think? I want to do source you guys a lot more as time goes on. If you guys got some strong feelings, please give us a call, 810-666-1546, and let us know what you think. That's what we're going to do right next after this is check the Google voicemail line and see what you guys have to say. That's next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, been telling you guys about Blinkist, and I think it's the perfect app for this situation that we're all in, sitting at home, hopefully staying as sane as possible. Wanted to tell you guys about the most useful app on my phone. It is hard to find the time to sit down and read and learn more. But when you don't have free time, you can't read or work. Been telling you guys about this app, and I think it's really the most important app that you can maybe have on your phone during this time, during the pandemic. Let me tell you about one of the most useful ultimate life hacks that are out there. It's hard to find the time to sit and read and learn more, but when you don't have the free time, you can't read or work on your personal development. There is an incredible app that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. It is called Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique, and it works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or you can listen to. I like Blinkist because I can find the most popular books on the internet and condense them down to a bite-sized version. The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, one of the more popular podcasters out there. Get the 4-Hour Workweek in your earbuds and tell you all about what you need to know from one of the most efficient men out there, Richard Branson, the billionaire, Necker Island down in the British Virgin Islands. I used to drive by there on the ferry when going over to the British Virgin Islands when I lived down in the Caribbean. He's got a book out there called The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership for Richard Branson. And if you can get that kind of information in just 15 minutes, it's the ultimate thing that you need to know, and it's the ultimate time that you need to have this app. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA, try it free for 7 days, and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial. And also, you'll have 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA.
Hi, Matt. This is Bravo. I'm calling from Ann Arbor. Just wanted to talk about a hot topic these days, which is the NBA Draft 2020. I actually called last year, and I predicted some of the really interesting guys, players, PJ Washington, Sekou Doumbouya, and also I was also interested in Matisse Thybulle. These are my hot picks from last year and turned out really to be good players. But I'm not saying I'm really know how to analyze draft assets, but I've been watching this for a while, and I'm really like, it's a hobby for me. I really enjoy doing this. I think the Pistons need to hit really lucky in this draft. We really need a top 4 pick, if not top first pick. The first two players out of the question we need to pick is number 1, LaMelo Ball, and number 2 is Anthony Edwards. I say LaMelo because he is a point guard, and we have been dying for a point guard for the past years. And I think LaMelo Ball is a player who is an elite passer, and also he can make people around him better. This is why I want us to pick LaMelo Ball as number one or even number two. Now, Anthony Edwards, don't get me wrong, I love the guy. I think he's a great asset, and he is going to be a star player, in my opinion. And I think he's the safest pick than LaMelo Ball because he's athletic. I think he's going to be probably a better player in the first couple of years. He might hit the first All-Star for him probably earlier than LaMelo Ball. But I think they're both safe if we hit the top two or top three picks. I think we'll be happy with LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards. Now, outside the top two or top three, I think my third pick, I would be really extremely happy if the Pistons pick him up, is Killian Hayes. I'm very, very high on Killian Hayes. And by the way, Killian Hayes is an excellent point guard. He plays the pick and roll. He can shoot the step back. He's a good passer. He's a lefty player. He can play some defense, and I think his defense is better than LaMelo Ball. And a more important news, he's French, and he is, by the way, a friend with Sekou Doumbouya. So I think he'll be a good, really fit for our organization. And I think he's probably going to fit longer term better than LaMelo Ball. Because LaMelo, you might really move in the future out of the Pistons if we pick him. And I think Killian Hayes is really a good pick, solid pick for the Pistons if we pick him at three or four. Now, the other player I will be also happy with, I think also a point guard, I think I'm going to say probably Cole Anthony. Now, I'm not a fan of picking up James Wiseman because we already picked up Andre Drummond a few years ago and we developed him without a point guard. We need a point guard in order to develop James Wiseman. So James Wiseman, he's a guy I would definitely consider picking if we end up at six or seven with no really good like player around him, around us. And like if we end up like say even at five, James Wiseman is available, and like let's say Cole Anthony, let's say all these players are picked up, like LaMelo Ball, Edwards, Killian Hayes, all these good players are Obi Toppin are picked up, I would consider picking up James Wiseman in that category because he's a steal in that case. Other players I definitely consider outside of the lottery picks or really close to the lottery picks are Kira Lewis Jr. I think he's a really steal in this draft. And also Theo Maledon. I think Theo Maledon is another point guard from France. I think he's going to be also good. But I'm not really sure if he's better than Kira Lewis. Kira Lewis is really my hot player steal out of this draft, in my opinion. I like also Jameis Ramsey. He's a really quick, solid shooter, and he can really step it up in the game. And I like his play style. In the second round, I consider Vernon Carney Jr. is a center. I also like Joel Ayayi, who is a point guard, who is similar to the Eli Okogo from the Phoenix Suns. He's a really good point guard, too. Cassius Winston, he's a really good point guard as probably a backup one. And one other player I think I want to add in the second round is Amar Silla, who's from Belgium. I think he's a really good center. He's close to Sekou Doumbouya, actually, style, and Pascal Siakam. But I think he is really, like, maybe not the undrafted. He might go undrafted, so he's someone interesting to look at in the long term. But this is my pick. I hope you have a great day and stay safe. Take care.
Thanks there to Bravo for the call. Really appreciate it. Want you guys to contribute as well. 810-666-1546. He's not an Okongwu guy. I just love the activity. I love what he brings defensively. And I see enough of an offensive shell there that I feel like this coaching staff and this player development group can work with him. So Okongwu, kind of my guy. Kind of my guy that I like a little bit more than everyone else out there. And I might be going on a limb here. I might be all by myself on Okongwu Island right now. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. Remember, check out BuiltBar.com, BuiltBar.com. Great product. We're excited to have them aboard. You guys should support them, and you're supporting me in the process if you use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your first order. Now, go tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Hollinger and Duncan. Have a great day. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.